Last month, Finnmarks finally received in the mail a brand new passport card with updated gender markers. But he says it wasn't easy or cheap for him to get his documents updated. Before Tuesday, Michigan law required all those who wanted to change their gender markers in legal documents to undergo some sort of surgery, which Marks had when he had a double mastectomy last year.
That's not even taking into consideration the, you know, probably hundreds of dollars in copays for doctor's appointments and therapy appointments for me to essentially have letter after letter saying Finn is trans.
Jake Rello, who heads the communications office at the Secretary of State, says the policy is not a new rule, but a return to a previous policy that was in place 16 years ago.
So rather than requiring people to go get a birth certificate change or a court order or something else, this is all they have to do is come into one of our branch offices, fill out a form, have a photo taken, and pay the $9 or $10 correction fee, and they're done.
According to Rello, nearly 80% of trans people in Michigan don't have accurate identification.
And we know that transgender people in Michigan face discrimination and in many cases violence because of their transgender identity, and that inaccurate ID can be one of the flags that triggers that discrimination and violence.
Although the current state policy only allows for male and female markers, Rello says that they are working to update the technology to add other options for people who identify with both or with neither genders. Michelle Jokishpolo, WGVU News.
Support for Mutually Inclusive comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation.